The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, sticking with the world of words, crosswords have been keeping many people sane since the lockdown began. So who are the people behind those black and white puzzles that get the grey matter going? Liam Geraghty has been finding out.
Okay, let's see. Six down. Tell on someone. Tell on someone. Tattle. Eight across. Wire service employee. Reporter. With a lot more time on our hands and trying not to get too down, crosswords have become the activity of choice during lockdown for people like Drew Schwartz, staff writer at Vice.
There's a lot about crosswords that I love. You look at it and it seems totally intractable and you're like, I'm never gonna figure out what the hell like Huey, Dewey, and Louie, e.g., you know, it means. And then 4 days later, you're like, oh, there it is, you know, like trio, got it. That's what they're looking for.
Drew says one of the things he's missing most during lockdown is doing the crossword with his dad.
Every time I come home, we always like sit on his back porch. He's always working on a crossword and I'll like sit there and kind of work through them with him. Yeah, it just became sort of like a bigger part of us spending time together.
For the time being, Drew and his dad are doing crosswords over the phone instead of the back porch.
Once I'm like totally lost, and it usually has to do with like, you know, 90s era like sports teams or whatever it happens to be, I'll give my dad a call and I'm like, can you please just help me with this? Like, I'm gonna punch a wall or something, because, you know, it gets really frustrating at the end.
The history of crosswords is as meandering as the Saturday mornings I've often spent trying to solve them.
Historian Maeve Casserly.
It wasn't until 1913 that a man called Arthur Wynne, who's from Liverpool, sent in what's believed to be the first serious word puzzle, and that something that we'd recognise as a crossword today, into the magazine The New York World. It didn't take long for the craze to spread across the United States. By the 1930s, they made their way back across the Atlantic.
Today, almost every paper has its crossword puzzle. Want to play, Auntie? Come on, then.
With the Sunday Express newspaper in 1924, that was the first to provide lots of eager readers in Britain and Ireland with a weekly puzzle for them to solve.
So just how do you get the job of compiling crosswords?
I was in the right place at the right time.
That's Mary O'Brien, compiler of the Simplex crossword for the Irish Times.
I worked in the Irish Times for 30-odd years. I met the woman who looked after the crosswords in the corridor, and she knew I liked doing crosswords, and she said, would you like to, we're looking for, you know. So I submitted and I got a polite note back saying, not good enough, try again.
Suffice to say, after another week of grids, clues and words, Mary bagged the job.
I'm fascinated with words, and you know, you don't even notice them when you're using them, but I love them. I suppose the only thing I really enjoy is when people tell me they do it. There's lots of stories about the place of a crossword in their lives. It's really the only thing that keeps me going.
My name is Paul O'Doherty and I'm the cruciverbalist at the Irish Times.
Cruciverbalist would be a super hard 14 across.
I'm Crossair. I'm following in the tradition of Crossair.
Crossair was the pseudonym of John Derek Crozier, the compiler of the Irish Times crossword, from its inception in 1943 until his death in 2010. Like most jobs, Paul says technology once threatened the art form.
Boris Johnson was once the deputy editor of The Telegraph. And back during his tenure at The Telegraph, there was some talk about automating the crossword production and that the setters would write the clues and then they would be put into a database and that the computer would run them through and that they would be produced. But it proved that what was missing from the whole system was the human element of it. Boris Johnson at the time, he had a great quote. He said, in spite of the advantages of the computer process, the machine has been condemned for a fatal lack of soul. The crossword will remain a duel of wits between the individual composer and the solver. I don't agree with Boris Johnson on a lot of things, but that would be one thing I would agree with him on.
Back with Paul's colleague, Mary O'Brien. She says there are two types of people in this world. Those who play crosswords and those who don't.
I was at a funeral last year in Limerick, and the Irish Times crossword was one of the gifts that was brought up. I was in the audience, so to speak, the congregation. The priest was talking about it and how this woman loved her crossword. I was there, I was beaming, but I couldn't stand up and say, yeah, that's me.
Liam Garrity reporting there.